This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
So what I say about Andrew Berry, like, go with me on this. You don't think it'd be a good idea to wait until after the draft? Because I've seen teams now wait until after the draft because it kind of puts them, it puts you in a bad spot. And go back to where they did with John Dorsey, where they got rid of Sashi Brown during the season, early December, I think it was, brought in John Dorsey early. John Dorsey's your new guy. He got a month head start as opposed to everybody else.
Yeah, typically the scouts will stay, and so you still have the scouts, and people say, well, what sense does that make? I think there is the thought around the league and just in being able to have the opportunity to talk to scouts over the years that, yes, you might have different directives from GMs that you're working under, but the information is the information. The data is the data, and you have all your regional scouts. You have your top 100 scouts. You have all those guys that even if they're not necessarily aligned with your values, you still take into consideration their data so that when GMs do get replaced, you still have a bunch of guys that are working because they want their jobs. They want to try to show that they're valuable to the team and that they could be retained.
Well, my issue is we've had data-driven picks before. The data shows that a lot of these guys were supposed to be good picks. Our problem has been, you know, are we going to find guys that actually have some character with them? And we've had some character issues, whether or not it be on, and I'm not talking about just off the field stuff. I'm talking about on the field. You know, the argument about it. We can sit there and dance around it all we want, and they can get muffled all they want. It's a sincere argument among the fan base and among a lot of major pundits out there of whether or not Jed Wills really wants to be a football player and really wants to be a top end football player for the Cleveland Browns. Okay, well, you drafted him 10th overall. Like, that's something you have to answer to at some point. And my issue is you're leaving me with no outs. Like, I can make all the excuses in the world for Kevin Stefanski. Now, there's things that I don't know. But how many excuses can I make for Andrew Berry? Because right now, like, if you're telling me they're staying, guys, it's hard to make reasons. It's much easier to make excuses. Well, this is what went on against Kevin Stefanski and why we keep Kevin Stefanski. You're 3-10. It's going to turn into a... You can be mad all you want for hearing me say that. It's going to turn into a lot of excuses. That's why you hold on to guys. So what are we doing here to make this thing better for the future? And if you were to let go to Kevin Stefanski, I have a lot more ideas for better replacements if you were to do that than I would for Andrew Berry. And I don't want to get rid of Kevin Stefanski. I don't want to do that. But with Andrew Berry, you're leaving me very little choice. The only other thing I would say is that they must be a package deal then. Like, if I'm going to go in with Andrew Berry, then does, or if I'm going to go in and make that decision with Andrew Berry, my one argument for him is that if you replace Andrew Berry but you don't replace Kevin Stefanski, then you have mixed up the power roles within this football team. Remember, Kevin was hired first, then it was Andrew Berry. If Andrew Berry's let go of, then you're going to have somebody new come in, and they're going to want power because clearly something's not going right. That's what you hired me to do, was to fix this situation. Well, now Kevin's back under the microscope. So if you're going to move on from one, then maybe you need to move on from both. Because I don't know if you can have one without
it
the other.
It is hard.
Or I think, you're putting yourself off the wrong timeline again.
This could be one of those consequences that come along with it. There's no doubt. And I think that's where the Haslams have probably, in their mind, as of maybe 2 weeks ago, they're going to do everything they could to put that off. Because they know how this works. If the GM is gone, then everybody is on notice. And you're kind of going through a very tumultuous time in a front office when you do another GM search that could involve the coach. And the coach could either, at the end of this, be out of a job, or he could be elevated in his standing within the organization. And I think it's very split right now in this community with the Browns organization, with the fans, on how they feel about that. You have people like us who are squarely supportive of Stefanski. You have a lot of other people in a season in which they could finish out 3-14. 3-14.
I think they could win one more. I don't know where, but I think they
could
win one more.
They could also go 3-14. And
now the Bengals game is at Cincinnati.
Given that, very few coaches end up keeping their job after a 3-win season.
Well, they could be 3-14. You're right. Ed, listening on the free Odyssey app in Erie, Pennsylvania. You're next up on the Fan. Ed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, real quick. Okay, if I'm Haslam, I fire Berry and Stefanski because that's what they do. Okay, then they can bring in two new scapegoats, all right? But you know what? You guys know as well as I do. We're looking at four losing seasons in front of us. Four more losing seasons, no matter what we do. So I'm pretty bummed out about that. I'll let you guys give me your view, and I'm going to hang up.
Whoa, you just say we're going to have four losing seasons in front of me and then not give any sort of explanation? Go ahead.
All right. Oh, because we're going to be back in a rebuild again because we have the highest payroll just about in the NFL. We got a lot of guys.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That are aging. They're injured. They're this, they're that. And in my opinion, the franchise, it is a disaster again, and it's going to take a while now. I don't like it, but that's how it's going to be.
Well, as far as four losing seasons, then the reason you would stay there with that, Ed, and thank you very much for the call, is that, again, from what we know, it's almost as if you make the bed, you're going to lay in it, and you're going to try to dig yourself out of this thing. Because if you bring somebody else in and you feel that you have four losing seasons ahead of you, God forbid, but it could possibly happen, obviously. If you have four losing seasons ahead of you, then if you're letting go of people this year, you're just doing it to placate fans and placate yourself out of anger. If you bring in other people, then if you know you're putting them behind the eight ball, then you're setting up the new people for failure. So if you get another year into this and next year you end up being a 6-win football team, well, eventually we got to move on from that, and we got to say enough's enough. So if you were to move on from everybody after a 5 or 6-win season, or maybe even another 3-win season for all we know, going into next year, well, then you got a new group that comes in, and then you say, hey, the other regime messed things up. You have time. You have time to work. You got to dig in, and you got to be able to do this. What I'm hoping that were to happen was that with these 9 draft picks that you have right now, which you probably won't make them all, but say you get 7 draft picks, I got to hit on at least a few of those guys because I got to have some youthful talent that's going to come in and be cheap here. The cap situation, I've heard one guy, exactly one, tell me that the cap situation isn't as bad as what people make it out to be. That's Jack Duffin. And I'd love to ask him because he's flying in the face of everybody who's like, Zach comes on here and it's not even bleak. It's midnight black in front of us with no light. So I need to know about that, because if the cap situation isn't as bad, which I hope Jack's right, if the cap situation is as bad as what it is, then no, we shouldn't be sitting here with four years in front of us, a terrible football.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever have to think you're buried for 4 years in the NFL. Not in this league, not with all these teams that make the playoffs. Bad teams make the playoffs. Teams with backup quarterbacks make the playoffs. Like, you're not doomed. And, you know, there is a discussion to be had. Like, I think almost 99.5% of teams in this situation, aging vets, expensive roster, and the limited draft capital that they've had over the years, they would just simply have made trades and pivot and rebuild. Like, they would start the teardown and then get going with that. And, you know, hey, the Denver Broncos, this was supposed to be a teardown year. So it doesn't mean you're going to lose necessarily in this league. It still is an unpredictable league, and, you know, new young players, and you're going to get a slew of them this year with the draft. You know, they can make a difference. They as long as obviously they're good selections. But what the Browns are going to try to do could be a nightmarish disaster, which is, we are going to keep our expensive aging veterans as they age out of their prime. We're going to keep them because we have this agreement with the fans. You know, given the situation over the years with this team being one of the worst teams in professional sports, like, we're going to do everything we can to optimize this. We're going to do everything we can to protect this version of the team you've fallen in love with over the years, and try to soak out as much as you humanly can, wring out any extra wins and winning seasons that you can.
The only
I
argument,
don't think most teams would just tear down.
But if they're winning seasons, then if I can take winning seasons and I can turn them into something, that's fine. That's Steelers-esque. Now, that's the only comparison I'll ever make. That's the only time I'll ever throw their names in the same sentence for a long time until they play each other again next year. The Steelers will do, well, hey, let me get to a winning season and then let's figure out what happens afterwards. And yeah, they lose to better football teams. They'll probably lose to Kansas City or Buffalo, and they'll have the same old lament that Steelers fans usually do. But what you just gave me was, if we can go out and we can have winning seasons, our problems are not as big as some of the other problems around the NFL. Most of the problems around the NFL. Because Ed, as downtrodden as Ed is in that call, Ed just gave me the best argument to keep the guys. If you sincerely think that we have 4 years of terrible football, why do I bring in other guys where I know that they're just going to be used up and used by patsies anyway, and by the time we get to year three, I'm going to want those guys fired anyway? Why would I do that?
Well,
and
no,
then
you
reset
would be,
my own timeline.
No, what I'm talking about is, you would bring in an architect of a rebuild, somebody that would be really good at tearing it down, and of course they would have to have the commitment from the Haslams, because how did that work for Sashi Brown? Obviously, not very well. Now, they tore it down to an all-new extreme that we had never seen before in the NFL, and it resulted in, I think...
Because Sashi didn't execute the picks. You have to execute the picks.
Yeah.
You can, like you said, any idiot can tear down, but while you tear down, you have to execute the picks. We always brought up Jimmy Johnson with the Cowboys back in the day. It's like, look at what the picks he got for Herschel Walker, and look what he turned those draft picks into. Any idiot can get a bunch of draft picks. You got to get those guys, and that's why these 9 picks, like, it would have to start now with whoever is in charge, whether it be Andrew Berry or whether it be anybody, Glenn Cook, Catherine Raich, whoever it might be. I'm just thinking of people off the top of my head. Whoever it would be, they would have to execute those picks and get it started as soon as they can.